all the Mesimim Zagdalad Sevav, the Torah brings down the Sefer Truma. We have two cases over here. A case of a Kibdeiro that has Blias inside. A case of the Talmud Yerokas that has Blias inside. In both the cases, he's Mechalik where the Blias are Isser. But the Blias are case of Bosser, and afterwards, what happens to it? By the case where it's a Kibdeiro of Isser being Blay inside. And then he says, what happens to the water afterwards? When does the clock start all over again? He says the clock starts in the water. That means you know the lofa of Beis HaMakam is going to be after 24 hours. You have Isser inside it, then you have water. When does it start counting the 24 hours from the Isser from the water? But in the case of Isser, it doesn't say that Truma, you count from the water. That means you sit there at 10 in the morning, get the water at 3 in the afternoon. You need 24 hours from the water. Master Enkin says, to say that Truma, the Basar, they put water in afterwards. When it's like counted 24 hours, the monster knocks from the water, and if we have milk within 24 hours of the water, but after 24 hours of the buster, it might still be water. That's the first case of the Sefer Truma. The second case he discusses, when you have Isser being blamed inside the Eichel, not a Kedero with Blias inside, but when Eichel, you have Yerachas and Solom, that Blias inside. Also, Michal, in the case where the Blias are Isser, or Blias are Heter. When the blias of Isser, you mashar how much connected kulay. When the blias of Heter, the boss is inside the Solom, or the Rakhis, you mashar what connected the bosser. That means the gzayis of bosser went inside the Batsal, the onion. The onion is ten gzayisim. What do you mashar? You mashar a gzayis of the bosser, not a gzayis of the whole entire onion. Those are the two cases favor Truma. Maisel, the Shulchan Aruch over here brings down only one case, the second case, when you have Yerachas of Blias inside. However, the first case, in the Sefer Truma, when you have Kedera Blias inside of Isser versus Heter, he does not bring it down over here. But he does bring it down in Siman Kuf Gimel Siv Zayin. He does bring it down in Siman Kuf Chav Beis Siv Dalet over there two times. And the Shach over here brings it down. It brings it down. What's the swar behind the Chilkin and Kedera with Blias of Isser versus the Kedera that's Blias of Heter inside? Come on the Beis Yosef, and you bring it down from the Beis Yosef, come down from the smack, we tell the Sugiv Chanan. Therefore it says, when the Blias of Isser, you have water inside, therefore the clock starts all over again, 24 hours from water, watch, the water is now Isser, you have a Sugiv Chanan. Masha Enkin, when you have Blias of Heter inside, there's no Chanan by Heter, that's the ABC of Chanan, only by Is, not by Heter. Therefore, the clock is not still all over again. That's the basis over here. Based upon this, Kamal Machab and brings down the Talach of Maisel, the Simukuk Gimel and Simukuk Klapeis. He says, not exactly how the Tevat Tumah says it over. He said, let's say you have Gedeo, that at least bust a big hole inside. You have Gedeo that's awesome, it's not bust a big hole. What's the locha? Then you have water afterwards. When does the clock of 24 hours come from? It counts from the water. Not from the boss of Bechola. Can we say Chanan by boss of Bechola? Masha Enke, by Shari Tzurim, Mechavashi did, we did not say Chanan by Shari Tzurim. Therefore, you have Issa inside the Kedaya. Then you have water inside. When you start the clock 24 hours? From the Issa, not from the water. Why? Very simple. Once the base day, so instead, the Havon and the Seva Truma is like the smack. The hill is whether it's Chanan or not Chanan. Therefore, once the Bechava passed in the Chanan by Sharis, we did not say, all the Mebos of Bechola. Therefore, come out that when you count the clock at 24 hours and have water afterwards, only when Bos of Bechola is then water. Not when the case of Bos of Bechola, not case of Isser and then water. So, no Chanan by Isser and then water. Ad kan the Beis Yosef, Mechaber, very simple. Tell them the Shachar when you have two Kashas, two Bayaz, this Mahalach of the smack of the same Beis Yosef. Number one, he points out, the Torah does not hold a Chanan by Shari Yisrim. It does not hold a Chanan by Shari Yisrim. So why in the world is the Torah bringing out the Sefer Truma for? Sefer Truma being Mechal with a Basar inside, or in case of Yisrim inside. Basar and Yisrim, according to the Torah, should be the same exact thing. What was going on over here? And that's in the base, on the page 5 of Torah, he does not know how to answer the Torah. That's one kash, the Shach is on the Torah. The second kash, he says, what is the Svara in the Mechal Bashita, the Mechal Kin Chanan, by Basar Mechal of Shari Yisrim? The Sroah said over numerous times, if by boss of Bechol, it's Heter Beheter. Heter Beheter, you make a new entity, you say Chanan, Chaticha, Nas, Nevelo, to Dindaraisa. Master Enkein was the case of Isser and Heter, Isser and Heter, we did not say Yisrug of Chanan, Waki Vedi is Osir, and therefore Chazal and Akhliza, when it's Isser and Heter. That's the Sroah beyond it. Based upon this, Kamal Meshach discusses what happens, we have boss of Bechol, and then water. The boss of Bechol right now is Isser. So is that a case of chanan or shari sum of iser in water? It's possible cholam. True, it's possible cholam. But iser, is that a heter v'heter? You say chanan. So that, the mechaber says you say chanan, you have possible cholam and then water. Back to shach, that's a heter and heter. It's possible cholam is iser, and water is heter. Iser and heter. According to you, the mechaber who did not say chanan by shari sum should not say chanan also when it's possible cholam. In a case together with water, because that's nichon together with shari sum. That's the two kashas. Zivim come on the Shabbat, there's a different shot in the Seva Shumah. Seva Shumah is the story that we have not mitzvah the sugi of Chanan. There's a chil between a kideo that's being belay inside of it, Boster versus kideo that's being belay inside of it, Isser. The chil is the sugi of Chanan, like the Seva, like the smack in the base Eitzim. That's not the svar in the Seva Shumah. The chil is that we know when we say Napa Nat, it's to be Makel, as a Tom Kolish, is Napa Nat, dear Tero. Says the base Eitzim, but Napa Nat, the Yisru, a Lukuli Alma is also. Therefore, the svar of the Sefer Shuma and the Torah is no shaykhus, no nothing to do with the sugya of Kanan. Torah is not Kanan by Shari Surim. The get to Shari Surim, what happens? You have a case of Isra inside. You have water, it goes out, it goes back in, it's not by not. It's not by not Yisuro. That's what the Sefer Shuma says by Isra, it's not by not Yisuro. Therefore, will be Osir. Mashenki, when it's Bosir and you have water, it goes out from bus into the water, back inside. Eksanami is not by Napa, 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 not by Lamaisa, I had to go back to answer the Mechaber. The Mechaber did not understand the way he understood that possible chol of the Torah where the Sefer Shuma is a sugya of Chanan sugya. I mean, so my colleague is, what is Sefer Shuma's sugya? The sugya not a non sugya of Chanan sugya. Lamaisa, Shach is ice the kasha. Why do you call the possible chol with water a case of Chanan? Possible chol is Isra versus Heter. Then the Pirim Gadam Lach Reinen. And Chanami, that it's true, the Shach kasha kasha midiraisa. And you write midiraisa, possible chol with water is not Chanan. They ask him, Mechabashit is, and the Meisrad, and those go to Malach, they say Chanan only by Basta B'cholav, meaning all Basta B'cholav, whether it's Heter B'Heter, or whether it's Isser and Heter. But not Mitzad, the Dintoyah of Chanan, just like we know there's a Dintoyah Chanan by Heter and Heter, Isser and Heter, and there's Isser in Mitzad Basta B'cholav, they don't say the Chanan. And that's why the Mechabah Chassid, the Kufkim, or Kufa Beis, when you have a case of Basta B'cholav and water, a Gam is Isser and Heter, you will say Chanan. The Meister, there are really four different teachers of Allah how to pass in this specific case with the Sefer Shumah. There's one way the Mechaber again, he's Mechalik and Kuf Gimel and Kuf Habeis, that when you have a case of water, you start the clock all over again. He said it was possible, the clock will start all over again, even though it's Isser, Mashekin, Bashari, so we don't say Chanan. Therefore, we will not start the clock all over again. As if you have 24 hours from the Isser, Meister will be more to the next time of Kam. That's the Mechaber Shito. The moment then Kuf Gimel disagrees. Very simple, so the Shach will be here. Why? You know why? I hold, we do say Chanan by Shari Surim. This, whether it's possible, whether it's Shari Surim, the Lach will be, the Maisel will be Kimekel. I mean, we Machmer, and we'll count the 24 hours in the case of the water. However, Rama will come out to be Mekel with Lach, Balak, Hefsimuba, Kimekel by Hefsimuba. Vaid, Agav, there's a Nocha Sheik over here, there's a smack who argues totally in the smack. This Sefer Shumah over here is coming along and says, the clock starts all over again from water. Come along, the smack it says, Eina Nessa is Chomim Me Isser, Me Nessa. And therefore comes out, people tell me, we never start the clock all over again. And Va'id, there's Nacha Shita, what is the gather of 20, what is the gather of Linus, what is the gather of next day? Is it Linus Lilo, Me Isla Is, Machoy Shrashi, Place of Shari Shainu? Therefore, Simon Kof Gimel, the Ramon makes it serious over there, that if you have a Linus Lilo, and also you have a smack, my person can be make a Mokh Mesid. Otherwise, the Tadisrit Shibai Be'etzim by Shari Surim, the Mot says we say Chanam by Shari Surim. There has to be more Machmer than the Mechaber. So, number one, we have one Shita, the Mechaber Shita. Number two, we have the Mot Shita. The third Shita. What?
But Lach is doing good work.
When the Bleas, I get a Lach. There is a third Shita, the Bechadish and the Pitoyah. They come along, they argue totally the Mechaber, then the Bnei Svar Shita. They come along and say, the Maiso. We do not say Chanan when it's possible to call it with water, and therefore they hold whether it's Shari Surim, when it's possible to call it, we'll never restart the clock. I mean, the Mechaber says we do restart it by possible to call it, not Shari Surim. The Pichodic Pichodic says we never restart it. The Mos says we always restart it. Both Malach and the Shach Sheet over here. The Shach Sheet, he says, really depends. You can say in the Bnei Svar, in the Ashkenaz, he says we say Chanan, but in the Bnei Svar Sheet, he says it's based upon the Sugi of Napa Napi Surah versus Napa Napi Yitero. Come on, according to saying, what's the difference between the Shach's Mahalach versus the Beis Yosef's Mahalach? They say the Matzah Machmina and Beis Yosef say it's a kasha on the Shach. That's analytical what the Shach will be saying. The Shach is saying, the reason why they say the Shubha is being Machmir, the Ablis of the Abbas called Isser, goes into the water, goes back inside the pot, not Benaf Yisrael. Come on, the crazy, the Noyd Behudon says, let's think about it. Let's say you have a Ablis of Gezayas, the whole pot holds the Gezayas. You have water inside, 20 Gezayasim of water. 20 Gezayasim of water. This is the numbers that Yehuda says. He says 20 kezayim. So what happens? The kezayim of the pot goes inside the water, which is 1/20. It goes back inside the walls. How much goes back inside the walls? The halacha is, we say, l'fiyah cheshbon, l'fiyah maduma, l'fiyah maduma. That means the bleach inside the walls, and now how much of iser is 1/20? Only 1/20 over here. That means the second time one cook water inside, how much you need? You need 60 times 1/20. How much is that? You need 3 kezayim. That's it. I mean, to vat for the first time needs 60 tons. That we don't have. All our pots are not 60 tons amount. We do have as well 20 tons amount. So it goes, what happens? The shach is saying, goes into the water, back inside the walls, not but not through the mice have been machmer. Second, maybe you can affect the crazy, the mice, it goes into the water, the fiyah chesh, it is 1/20 of the water, goes back to the walls, there's now only 1/20 of it inside the walls. So how much do you need next time? 60 times 1/20, since 3 kezayim. Doesn't sound like when they say about Shulman, it sounds like, wait, sounds like, well, the person needs 60 the next time. According to Shach's Mahalach, the massive Nafkamina, you don't need 60 the second time. If you don't go and tell the Sigil of Chanan Bishar Yisurim, the Lach, you need 60 versus the second time also. But you go and tell the Sigil of Napanat Yisuro, you only need 60 times 1/20, which is 3 kezayim, which is very simple. It says, the crazy, I'll prove it to you, that must be the Lach of the Fiyah Cheshvin. Why can we learn this when he discusses by Shari Yisurim, you say Chanan and Atzim. Ben Ephraim said you did not say Chanan by Shari Yisurim. The faces of Ming Yeriah, how in the world they cash a big kli by the clay million? How they go do that? So it must be called the Ben Ephraim. It's very simple. Why no Chanan by Shari Yisurim? I might say, so what? How they go cash it? Still not Benati Yisurah. Not Benati Yisurah. Not Benati Yisurah. Cash the case of the Raiso. It's crazy, very simple. You did 20. The first time you did 20 times the amount. It's still not Benati Yisurah. So you left with 1/20 inside. Do the second time, not 3 kezayim. Just have to cash things twice. You see from Peter cashing things twice. It makes him a fiyah cheshbon. So the shach, it's true he has a good time for not Benati Yisurah. But once not Benati Yisurah, the pash is the second time to be bottled. That's the cash really on the shach malach over here. Let's say the water is 20 times the amount of the walls. The walls have a balaic desire. The water is 1/20. So it goes inside the water, goes back inside the walls. How much? It's 1/20. It's going to be a cheshbon, the amadumo. So that's 1/20 inside. The second time, put a new water. Put 20 kezayim in the bottle. Put 10 kezayim in water. Mm-hmm. 5 kezayim in this bottle. 1/20 inside the walls. Mm-hmm. That's the Buddha Kinyon on the page. Yes, Kasher. Fine, that's the first sigur in the Torah. The Sefer Truma, the Shach brings down. The second sigur we have the Torah brings down. That's really the Mechaber. The sigur of you have these pitzolim, these onions, or yurachis, these vegetables over here. And again, it's the Mechalik, whether it's Balea Isser or it's Balea Basar. If it's a blei a baser, what do you mishai? You mishai only connected the baser. Mash enkin blei isti, you mishai connected the whole entire onion. Now again, that same of Shuma Shita that does Kanan by Shari Surum. The Mechaber now Kanan by Shari Surum. So where the Shach explains his chilik is, if it's blei in the onion only baser, you mishai connected the baser. It's blei in the onion the baser bichalav, they mishai connected the whole entire onion, because then we say Kanan by baser bichalav. That's Shalomais to the Mechaber. Now, once we have this onion over here, the Mishar is 60 versus the least the Basar, that means very simple. We take this onion, you cut it, you replace it, you nice. You have over here, let's say the onion, you have the tila amount inside, or let's say your blade only holds a gezayis. Only holds a gezayis, and therefore the onion has a gezayis, the Basar inside. You take this onion, just 10 gezayisim, and you put inside your milk and kasuf over here. So what's the loch in that case? The loch is in the 60 times the amount, 60 gezayisim, agamza 60 versus the onion, the maizis could be more to the soup over here. What's the loch on the gate to the onion itself? Is the onion mortar, or you have to take out the onion? The soup is mortar, the bottle is shishim. But the onion itself, what's the loch on the gate to the onion? So really, you should get involved in the talis to give Efshel Seichai from the last man in Simku Zayin. That what's the loch of Efshel Seichai by Isser? We say you have to keep it Isser and you have to take it out. Efshel Seichai by Hetu, we say it's possible, might say it's mortar. They get it based upon the swaz. What is the swaz of Efshel Seichai? Is Mitzad is a shame Isser there? And if you can never get out, there's no shame Isser there. If it's sad that we don't know the whole entire thing came out, Lamaisa, so Mashu left inside, also Lamaisa should be bottled inside. Therefore, Kamlo Maram Lublim, he has a truth about it. He says, once you have 60 over here against the onion is mutter. This case, Mamun Lim is very clear. You take an onion, you discuss and cut an onion with a flesh, a knife, set it put inside a capsule shall cholo. But the mama should be making the soup with milk inside. The loch is the onion is giving me mutter. Therefore, the shakal here brings down the salocha, the onion itself is mutter, and the taz and simon tzadik vav brings down also in Ramah Rublim, the Magavram, Chof Masodim, Yad Yehuda, and Be'ikah, the person can go this mahalach. The mice, the onion itself is going to be mutter. Again, they do ask upon the sugya of Mekusher, that really we have a kasha to discuss, maybe the kasha, we have a sugya in Chulun that Kukhesa and Be'ez, more they said, were down in simon tzadik beis of Aleph. They have a piece of boss that fell inside a boiling vat of milk. If you take it out and it was after nursery, it's tichosai, the milk went inside the meat, you say it's chanan the meat, and it's shishim versus the whole entire meat. Why? Because maybe the meat, the milk stood by itself, stayed by itself. And therefore, will chanan the piece of meat, even though the milk is 60 times it will be bottled, but the maestro will chanan the meat. The question is when you have a cheap skull of hitting the outside of the pot, we'll say it's negative rating, we'll start the whole entire pot and the food inside. So, why in the world, when you have a cheap skull in a pot, your food inside, you must starve the food inside with the pan from cat, so everything is bottled shishim. Masha'enkin, when you have a piece of meat full inside milk, the loch is, we say, this chanan, the piece of meat, the meat stays also. Why is it being nice to give me also? So whether I'm serving the Shumash Hadeshah, that really depends if there's a bleed inside the kli or bleed inside the oichel. The bleed inside the kli will say makusher, masha'enkin bleed inside a oichel will say chanan on the piece of meat itself. Mice, this onion over here is oichel. You have bleeds of what? Of milk inside. And you're not going to bleed. You have bleeds of meat before, and you're putting bleeds of milk inside. So, Maisa, wash the onion itself, not finish to give Chanan. That's the Kash Le'ilim. Ask over what's the swar behind it. So, there is one swar you can't say. The whole thing of Makusher, you say by Kalim. And the way the Chazit says over, also you say it over when discussing bleeds and bleeds. I mean, for example, when you have a case of meat, zbe'en, and milk on your side, we'll say chanan a piece of meat. Here, only with bleas and bleas, the chanan says, we don't say this to you over here to ask you, and we'll say it comes out, goes back in, and we'll push everything together. It's one swara, other swara will say over, different achrenim. They do medaya, come along with kireg, you won't say, maybe to really address this point over here, is that there really are two cases over here. There's one case of Shulchan Aruch, it says over, and you mevasa, where the kideris chalevis. They're really a cooking parable over here. But the pot itself is milk in a pot. It's been yeah, milk in a pot. There's no milk inside the pot. Come on, Kinegi wants a medayik, because since the pot itself is milking, but there's no milk per se, that's the reason why we say the bleas come out from the onion, bleas go out from the pot, to napa napa tera, no problem. Mashenke says of Kinegi, let's say the pot is milk inside mamish. You're cooking milk with this onion that leaves a fleshik, you cut with a fleshik knife, then the onion will be also. You will say chanan onion, and the onion will say also, and you see him burst the whole entire onion. Why? Because in that case, the mice will say chanan onion. You won't ask the side of mukush over here. Why? Because the mice had a breeze inside, and maybe we'll ask the whole entire onion. And can be bigger. He does point out that the Ramon Simon had a case to base against him, which I'm not sure what the Ramon is discussing. However, also, Ram Lublin, what was his case? His case is a partial of Cholom, discussing milk. Why the item points out that the loch in Simon Tanak Vosef Aleph. The case of the Mechabas is cutting an onion with a fleshy knife, and the Mechabas case is you take the onion and you put it inside cholov. Here's a stereo of cholov. So, Kiregi of a dike stereo of cholov. Instead of when the Mechabas is over, it says the word not stereo of cholov, be cholov mamish. And that's where the taz is over there, and the shach is over there. The slachmud is over there, like my palm is over there, like my son is over there. They're all over there, say the same halacha, the onion is mutter. And you only need shishim what? Against what? Only the boss and not the entire onion. So, punishment clearly against him, Kiregi. They're clearly against him. Now the question of is why? So all the different achrenim, the Beis Meir has a mahalach, the Yad has a mahalach, everyone tries to answer what the reason is. So Maisa, the place can go, Beik and Nalik Kivagir himself really by the Sarachim, when he writes in the Chavadat and Sunan Tzadik Beis. So he has a Sarachim, and the place can go against it. There's a question of Maisa, why? Whatever happened over here in Tzadik Sugiyam and Kusher, Maisa should not apply in this case. You say the onion itself is Osir. Maisa, the place can say, where does Kideyam Cholav? Whether it's called in and of itself, loch is nishishim, number one versus the baser, and number two, the onion is the maisik is same mutter. There's one other case of Kiregi where he brings down, and he says that when in the case of kavush, they took the oven and they did the onion and they kafisha to it, since they were not sure of being part of the whole entire thing over there, kulai, maybe it's only the case of the klipa, there everyone will say the onion might also, with the sugi of chanan, and therefore you'll need to 6G versus the whole entire onion, and lav dafka 6G against the blis of baser inside. That's the Sivav. Sivav is a very important sugi over here. It's a sugi of a sack and of a knife. The sugya of a knife is a totally different sugya than most of Issa Vahetir, and much more chumras, different than Yonim. And of course, the reason why a knife is brought down over here is really when you learn the sugya of knot by knot, which we're in the middle of doing right now, it's brought down the sugya of the fakir of a knife. It's brought down after you have a piece of dogim sh'olga b'koro, sh'il b'kutach, not even with kutach, knot by knot, tetero, the more of an example, a maiso, the person took a tnoin, a radish, he clothed a place, a knife. The Gemara said you cannot eat it with kutach. You can't eat it with kutach. Says Gemara, Maisa, what's the reason? The agav the churfa bali tray. Since it's sharp, the onion is balei tray. What does that mean? Rashi has two pshatim over there. These are warm. It's on every knife. We assume there's shamnunis on top of it. There are some filaments of fat on top of it, shamnunis. Well, number two, it's bali tray. Stam duch the skin is bali tray. Where do you get the words of duch the sakina? Where the words coming from? It's before Shi Gemara. The Gemara, Rashi, really coming from, he's extending it. The Gemara ches of the kulin. The Gemara discusses they take a knife of a mitzvah. If you shechita to an animal, the loch is that Rav you have to klipa to it. Take on the klipa. The Gemara discusses why is it by shechita hot, by shechita cold. Even if it's cold, so what? Agav the duch and skin of bala. We have a Gemara that says even if by shechita is cold, it's still gonna be balaya. I mean, until now we knew the cold all over, and again it's a hetter muslim cholov. Cold is the hetter of everything. There's no plea it's too cold. Come along, all of a sudden we have a new, brand new sigil here. That we find something that's cold, the maaseh has been oblius, has been oblius. Now we have to know what is that true? What does it get of a sakin? How to apply it practically? I mean, until now, every time you call the rav, we're missing the cold, the seder. We have a new sigil here, a sakin, that cold will have numerous more problems, more chumras, negate the basal chum, negate the issa v'heter, negate the Shabbos, the gedaimon. So again, the two makaris are either Gemara Kulim Chesed Beis, or the another case again, Rashi Kuf Yud Aleph, and there are really two chumras over here. Number one, mitzad the dukkah, and number two, mitzad the shamnunis. Two separate things are worrying about a sakin. Two chumras or bayaz the sakin, the pressure of the knife, number one, and number two, since there's always a filament of fat upon most knives. Just to speak out first, the three basic chumras that are very clear on the page is number one, we know that my colleagues are placing what the lock on the gate is over gushes. When you cut something in a salad that's boiling hot in the second, in the klisheni, klishlishi, what's the love of a dove? Gush, the klishni, klisheni. Come on, the pass over here, and the Meister says, even when I say the Meister can be makel on a klisheni, the kadaimo, the dove of gush also maybe can be makel. There's no problem with that. But dove of gush and a duch of the sakino, that a vali says kuloi. That a vali is kuloi. That's one chumra we have. One chumra again, a duch and a dove of gush. A second chumra, what's the love of sleep? When there's a lot of tzimkufay, sli is the tila. In fact, the shach, what's the lachol here? It says shishim. Why the word shishim? The shach has three tshuvim. One is the bleis of shumim inside the knife. When the bleis of shumim goes suloi. The second option, not like the taz, is with the bus that you're cutting is shumim, and therefore it takes out the head of the kafush and mafay kuloi. And third teretz says, you know what? Dukka. Dukka makes things go kuloi. Bigger agam there's a pichodes or chesulot that we do not pass through this teretz. Great person, say we do. The people got them, the Chavdas, called the Sodom. They pass the territory of what? That Dukkah makes kulot. That means even though we know the call of Sli was Kofush, what's Alokha? The Tila. However, when Sli was Kofush and it Dukkah the Sakina, go the whole entire way and be kuloi. A second Chumah Negeah, why? The Gemara's Lashon, Agav Dukkah the Sakina, Bala, due to the pressure and knife of Bibaleya. A third Chumah clearly on the page over here. Is the loch we know by the Tol Govar is that the bathing is hot, goes kuloi. Mashing the bathing is cold, what's the loch of klipa? Come with Shafi, the knife is about to Uruk, Yish wasn't exactly out, that there's no kula of the bathing is cold. Let's say you have the knife underneath, they're cutting off, and the knife underneath is cold and things on top is hot, usually the cloth should be only klipa. Over here we say the loch is kuloi. There will not be no kula, usually the loch is the Tol Govar, the bathing is cold, due to duck to the pressure of the knife, and he can go into the whole entire thing. That means again, just pointing out three very clear chumras over here. Number one, chumra is davar kosher ducha kulay. Number two, it's sli be kulay. And number three is we all say the hetter for gavur the bambing is told. Very clear. Now, what is this fact? What is the knife? What defines a knife? It's very simple. We have no knives here at all. You might say one case is very simple. The knife. They do discuss. Let's say anything that does the same idea as a knife. You take a fork and you puncture something straight down. Does that have a get of a knife? All these chumras over here. This is really the shamnunis on it. Really, the chumra the knife not that clean, very clear. But as all the sheets over here, right, one thing is you cut down the knife. That's good. For. What about taking a fork and puncture down? Come on, that tshuva brings down from my rim shneitoch tshuva zayfer, and also that's your stomach. Rashaim, you others bring down that no, you say the knife. Don't do the knife. You say the what? Dukha pressure. You take a fork and you puncture something, you make a hole inside of it, it'll be the same exact idea. It's also the same thing. If, for example, the way how it's brought down the article discusses, someone's usually tried to get out the sour pickles from the jar, he like stabs it, takes it out, pops right back down, he just made out flesh hooks. It's what, can you eat that with milk hooks? Not allowed to eat with milk hooks. The Gemara says, duk the sakino, see it with kujak, you're not allowed to. That means those pickles that you stabbed and missed, you got. You try to get out, you left them inside, they're flesh hooks. Why? What? Is it
the same
Benyamin? Then we'll get to the Kol Ma'ein Benyamin. We'll have to get the Kharif makes it more or not. The might of the Shumun is on top of one. Oh, that's the case. The might that we saw over here, a pork could be the same exact thing. And not, another example, just a two things also discuss. They do, the Rashtim Mokhan say also when you use steel wool, what kind of what you're doing? You're scraping against things. What they do is just like a knife. Same thing as Dukha, same pressure, same idea. You can argue the point, some response does not seem to go that way. But someone says, think about it. What if steel was to scrape against something, make it hard to move things, just like a knife to scrape things against it? What if they steal was get of a knife? I hear the story very stark. That's the get to the.
Comes from
the Nisu? That's coming from Nisu. They're saying, I'll be the get of a sakin. Nisu is a different circuit. Not without that, that's another point. Now that's the gate to the clean. The gate to the Eichel Shabbat, they do point out that come on the Bada, comes out from the Isabel to Aruch or Tukta Madas, you have to know when you're cutting something, if you use a knife on cream cheese, you can use a knife, no duk over there. Milk is not duk over there. You know, in that, the Isabel to Aruch said even a cooked apple also is very soft, no duk over there. That means that you need it fresh over there. When you cut a cucumber, a tomato, when it's fresh, that means number one, that is the utensil you use has to be sharp anyway, whether it's a knife or a fork. And number two, has to be used to a oichel that also is being used in an aspect of dukkah. Obviously, you do cream cheese or cashew cheese, a good time, obviously, one has a chumah of a case of a dukkah. Take a spoon, you scrape ice cream. No, I would think of dukkah other than
cream
cheese.
Yeah,
that would be the same thing. Yeah, it would be the same. Not the point thing. It's the pressure. That's the point. That was the point, yes.
Now, the pressure takes it off of the spoon, or the pressure puts it on in the first place?
We'll do both.
We never use a spoon with anything pressure.
You didn't say cut this on the shiva, they do it. The guys have no knife, but they do it.
Every spoon
is all in. Fine. Next point is, now again, we have the sakin over here. First, one side, my colleagues over here discussing the shaf and taz. Let's say you're not sure if your knife over here is flesh sticks. You cut something, you're not sure exactly where you cut over here. You judge the whole time that knife, you just go where you assume, you know, I think you know for sure to get past this point over here. Meister of the Taz come along and says, being done, Yam Shushloima says, Lo Ramle Inshi, you have to judge the whole entire knife. The Shach come along and says, no. Ramle Inshi says, it could like the Mechavad Ramah. Yishloima was right from Mechavad Ramah is. The person will just say, no, this knife, you can't tell. But usually, most knives, you can tell exactly where you cut. If it's nicker, it's nicker. It's not nicker, Usually, most knives, you can tell how far you cut. This thing is really all over the place.
For a couple of minutes, should be
able to. You'll see this afterwards. No, okay. Now, the Machabri is nice to be clear. He has two cases of here. He has duration, he has a safer. He has a case of duration when you have a sakin that is a ben yoimah. He has a safe over here when the sakin is not a case of a ben yoimah. Now, there's a mavuk among the Achoidim that have to understand what the halach is. That means, to be clear, first you have a sakin that's a ben yoimah, so you're worrying about two things. You're worrying about the shamunis, and we're about the bleeds inside the knife. The second case of the Mechaber, when you have the sack is not Ben Yoimai, so we don't care at all about the bleas inside, because even if the bleas comes out, it's Tam of God, no problem. Only worry about the Shamunis on top of the knife. And again, every knife you have two aspects. One negates the Shamunis, one negates the bleas inside. Therefore, the ratio of the Mechaber discusses is very simple. If you have Shishim versus the bleas inside, the mice, the foods can be mutter. That's the words of the Mechaber. Come on, Achoyim, it says very good, you have Shishim. Well, what happened? You get that, you need a Tilo, you need Klipa. What happened inside the Shamnunis about Shamnunis? What happened over here? True, you're cutting a boiling hot steak. You have this milchik, a knife over here. They made a milchik, just Agadar Choshukhan always points out, how in the world do you like milchik? No, you have to always ask the guy and make sure, is it really milchik? Or just in the Jew, and that's why it's milchik. The guy eat pizza in the house, and therefore you can assume he cut his lasagna. The guy never has pizza, therefore you have to exactly know why it's milchik's work. But let's say we know for sure it's milchik, and it's Ben Yema, and you cut your steak over there. What the love is coming from Mechabit and Shishim? Says the Taz, why in the world shishim? Why not more than that? To bring down that bach to show what time is shishim. He said that's not true. The halacha is the maisa. We also have a baya. We know in the case of tzli. What's the halacha over there? In case of tzli, comes from a chaber. In simple faces, Zayin says, you need number one shishim. Number two, you need a tila. Why? Because that mock mitzvah is b'lei tzvei. Why is kotzirat b'shitom? The chayshim is tanchumah shavoy. It's b'lei tzvei b'tan the tila. Therefore, the loch is that the taz, the loch is shishim and klipo. Shishim and klipo. Let's analyze what you just said. You, Bach, says shishim. Therefore, you have a kashya on the Bach. Why shishim? Go look at Kofes and Zayin. The loch is shishim and atilo. Therefore, you write shishim and klipo. Your eye is from the tila and you're calling klipo. How would you go do that for? Zechanami, the people are going to say la dafka. It's shigin, losh loka. It means shishim and atilo. And so, machloik is among the akhoin clearly had a pass in shishim and klipo. We match only for us klipo. When you want the akhoin in the ratio say, given the ratio is a seifa, when the ben yemen wants the case of shishim and atilo. Whatever akhoin wants to say, shishim and atilo, because that's where coming from. Coming to you where? The kufay's design. The kufay's design by the loch of tzli is shishim and atilo. The case of the safe is a different case. Safe is not Binyamin. We're not worrying about Pliyas over here. We're worrying about the Shamunis on top of it. The Shamunis on top of it. What's the look in that case? The Mechaba says only up to today Klipo. Now the worst Klipo the Taz says goes sign the ratio. Sign the safe. Fine. The Maestro on the safe went in Binyamin. We're only asking to take Klipo. What's the reason behind it? Kamal Numas Achoyim says, since it's a Mashu, the filament on top is Kamat Mashu. The mount, how far it can go inside? A gold klipo. Why is it Kamal? I'm stuck in the vine above. We'll go a case of a klipo. And therefore, how much will ask them? Only ask the case of a klipo. Now, over here again, the people come says, why klipo? Saying the case of the seal. But here, Roy Bachoyim disagrees. The one time, once we're not worrying about the Pleas over here, we're worrying only about the Shamunis on top over here. The one time, the Geta is only going to be a case of klipo. And the Taz over here, the Kamal says, very good, he said, Klipo over here. Why not Shishim? What happened to Shishim over here? And the Taz says, Echami means Shishim. But since we're discussing the filament, every Klipo is Shishim versus filament. Everyone worrying about the Bleas and signs. The Bleas needs 60 versus the whole entire stack of the knife. These 60 of these thickness of the knives. Only the filament on top, only the Shamnunis on top. So every Klipo is Shishim versus Shamnunis. That means you have to realize every Klipo is very small. And that 60 times verse always the Shamunis on top. That means Taz and not arguing the other place. They wanted to get the Shishim and Klipa. Numasa Chavim disagreed and want time to know since we're discussing only the Shamunis over here, the Pshat, the Gimel, stuff is it only goes to Klipa, not more than that. A lot of example, the way Berkowitz says over, when you use butter spray on your pans over there, it's only Shamunis, that's all it is, and this one together, and therefore half all the Ashi wants to know. That's Klipa, not more than Klipa. You guys think it's margarine spray, they put butter spray on top of it, that's going to be mamish the salach over here. Therefore, we're not worrying about Pliyas, so we're only worrying about Shamunis on top of it. That anyone say it'll be nickel and get them Klipo.
But the boss
says, here, why don't
you say that the Shamunis in the
Hagos
is
only the boss? So again, either Taz says, his sheet is every Klipa is Shishim.
When you're
cutting
the
ball,
you have Shishim
again. Yeah, that's what Taz says. Taz says it. He says that's Matthias. So either go with his Malach or Reb Poyskim, or Reb Poyskim want to argue with him and say, no, we have the Mom Sachin. Instead, the Koyach of a Klipa can only, Koyach of a Mashu can only go with Klipa, not more than that.
Even if
not
possible.
Yeah, even half possible cannot go more than that. That's the Koyach of the Mom Sachin, that's the thing. Now, there is interesting Shach over here. He writes one thing in the Shach, he writes the Lachas only to Klipa. Somehow, in the Kuiz and Kesim, he was Koyach to come up and say, Avada Gris of Taz, it's Shishim and Klipa. The word of Pichodesh is, why the world is coming to defend the Taz? The Taz Meister is wrong. But it's only Klipa, not Klipa and Shishim. Again, not much enough. You know, Alokha, because the Taz Meister is saying that every Klipa is Shishim. Now, let's argue how exactly is set up the Alokha. Taz is saying you need Shishim and Klipa, and every Klipa is Shishim. And Reva Frame say, no, the Alokha is Klipa, not enough. And Kiva Shigan, Shuvah, and Chayza Magin, they'll leave it at Klipa, not more than that. Now we're discussing Meister, some nines on Meister dirty. That's the assumption the Shach says. Masha in King Kedavis, they all point out, the Shach is all over by Kedavis and plates. Some plates are clean, some pots are clean. Maisa nines, due to the Dukkah, there's always filament on top of it. Let's say you know the knife Maisa is clean. You know it's clean. You know your knife's clean. What's the law in that case? Kedavis over here brings down on the Amor, you will not need sleep, you need nothing. Ask the Lias in of the Yemeni, ask Shamunis is clean, you need nothing on top of it. Now, the question is, what a stamp stack is this man is there? It sounds like in those days that they weren't as advanced as we are, we can make things very clean, or weren't as meticulous we get clean as we are, we're much more phonics. So the question is, what are our stamp stack is this man is there? So really the fact that two have been down already this final, and it brings down that there's a pair of math iron one time that his knives even in his days were clean. We're clean. Avadi says a kofi amokim mishaito, that means he says it really depends. If while you're cooking milk is over your flesh over here and using the knife, so must somebody didn't clean it, How they find things in Jerusalem, someone is clean. And therefore, Hashem says, a verse says, others say, if you're derech in your house and none of your bakas do, and you're derech is the mice to clean with hot water and soap, but usually your knives and drawer are clean. If you know your house is not run away, or your house is run by your kids, or your house is run by bakas, say, come on, we're going to have a whole different ballgame. Follow the bakas with the shaitai. But otherwise, before they want to tell you that it's we will not have a problem with our knives. One, again, he said the police is not come of calm. He said the Hashem news, they want to say our knives are very stark. Some one time there's a chilchin serrated, not serrated. Then one time if it's not serrated, it's straight, then you don't not even need soap and hot water, it's easier to clean. When there's marks and serrated inside of a Berkeley says, then you have to know that you're there to use hot water and soap and clean it well. Then he wants to be chalas. Then he says, if it's domino red knife that you just took cream cheese, you know it's just clean off very easily. So fine though. He says, you have no matias, economy. You have to know the matias of your anhago.
You use hot water and soap?
However, you can usually look at knives and tell if they're clean or not clean. Take them off and look at it. You look at Shiva knives, look at your house knives. You say, I call Lufi Roy Enel Maya Herok. Very hard to do that on the phone, but you should use the seichel. Fine. Now, we tell the idiom of Boston. Now, until now, we're discussing Machabah and being that two sheet when the Boston is boiling hot, he's calling with a milk knife. Come on, the Shach over here, and being on the Isser at the Aruch, that to make three more kimtas, which really makes the fuel a little bit of a monkey wrench, how to pass into these cases over here. Again, right now, when it's boiling hot, what the luck of is Ben Yamin and Shishim. Not Ben Yamin, the luck is going to be Klepo. What happens now? We have three more cases. Number one, when it's warm. Number two, when it's cold. Number three, when it's cold, because I mean, it's very, very hard to cut. There are three more cases, more than what the Machab brings down over here. Come along with the price skim. For example, you cut pizza boiling hot, lock in the cheeshim, versus the fleshy knife. If it's ben yoyma, not ben yoyma, be klipo. Let's say you're cutting pizza that's warm. Case of warm, what's going to be the lock in that case? In the same category, different category. To come along with the Prima Godum, it says that, Lamaisa, we have a Gemara that says, Agav Duchin Skino, using the fresh knife is Baleo. By the case of where? By the Shechita. The Gemara is declaring the Machma Shechita is cold and hot. But it's warm. That's better than the question of what category to put under it. Machlokes HaPoskim, what's the Machma Shechita? Since we've gone, that means anything that's warm is Nichol in that Gemara. That means not Yad Tos Poskim, but Kuli Alma. It's 100 degrees Fahrenheit with Kuli Alma, which I'm not sure that is 37, 38, 39 degrees Celsius. The Kuli Alma is warm. You cut with a knife, what's the Lach in that case? When it's not negate the knife, it will be nothing. Negate the case of the knife, the chaticho and the klipo, and the knife you have to eat, you're going to have to cash it. Because that's mamish, in most cases, the chesam base, in most cases, even if it's cold, what's halacha, it's still the klipo. That means you see that the case, and then the beshe shechita, get it warm. That means the stock in a case that's warm, from anything warm, you can't say, oh, it's warm, not that yet, that's why no problem. That's negate to all of the cases using. I mean, come out of the master kitchen again, you're using steel wool also when you want to wash things under the sink. Fine, but let's put that aside. It's not using a case of knife cutting pizza over here. It will come out when it's warm. The loch is a knife will not be cashed through the pizza. And the piece, you'll have to do a case of klipo. That's the last thing. Agam tochin in the case of klipo. Now, Agam negate the case of the pizza. How to do the pizza? But manenu, there seems to be on my plug in a place. If you can cash it with steel or not, we discussed that already when you learn. Simon Kuf Klav Hayes at the end. The Numat Akhoyim say that Chazal say Dako, cashing it through the pizza 10 times the karka, not hard, not too soft, 10 different areas. And not to leave it inside, that's a tell you safer. Another one, Tainu, that you can do it through a case of using the steel wool. Shalom Anogas, what to go do with the how to catch it. If you do not want to catch through the eat, you don't know exactly what you're doing, so you go to a case of a golem, no problem. Now again, it's one case, not hot anymore, warm. Take a third case of it, one to hot, warm. Next case when it's cold. We do a case when you're cutting something cold with a flesh of a knife, what's the luck in that case? So again, come on with the Chokmazadam, we're done with our friend, is Manenu. Still, it's nothing to do a case of a klipo. What's the svar behind it? Because the ma'aseh, we're not sure, maybe we'll have the gedder of klipo, even like Gemara's case of tzaynein. And therefore, still, the correct thing is ma'aseh to do a case of klipo over here. Even though the Medina you do not need to, but maybe the Gemara says, Dukka da skino is baleo. The Gemara's case is beish chito. Maybe it's one beish chito. Maybe it's every case. Maybe all Dukkas are a case of klipo. Therefore, says the Baga, Sulchan of the article, they say, Allah ma'aseh, you should always do a klipo. Always. It's not a second, they want to point out the mice that employees is just enough. You can clean it off. However, there's very important. However, can you take this place tonight? You take cottage cheese, you take cream cheese, whatever you take. So the mice in the place can say just clean it well. However, let's say you wait 20 minutes, go over a half hour, an hour, and it congeals on top of it. Then come over the place and say you need to eat some. I mean, sometimes you come back home and you find on the counter your fleshy knife with cream cheese on top of it, it's been there for a couple of hours, and congeals on top of it, now has the same get as Tumut and Tapir, and we're more to a Machmar and Sakinim. We need a case of the east over there. So again, so number one went through hot, number two went through a case of warm, number three went through a case of cold. A fourth case. What?
That wouldn't make a field as a dovka
though. Yeah, but the film is on top, and it come off very easy when it's on top of it. You have to release it to it. That's the only way of getting things off. The shamu is on top of it. That's what the chachmazon and the bada being down this event are.
Why didn't you use the last
time? Because we don't have ground, and we're not sure. Really, the Tuashur already points out, Tuashur said we're not Pekim. He's not giving them Tuashur. We're not Pekim, how do we eat so? So, there are certain from being down that Tuashur, again, which points to us talking that we are Pekim. It could be, again, we don't have ground around us, and it could be it's just easier to do a golem. The Moin Amos is making a mistake, they're sticking the ground away the day or two, that's the whole point down, even for sure, so that's the place a Moin Amos.
In the case of the four cream cheese, the
Hadash is bleed? No, Shemus and Papskrit.
Oh,
and they said that's hard to get to the. The Nita either do a steel wall or you can do it in the ground, sometimes we do a golem for one or kasher. Now, yeah, or you can go to a shop, or Ashkaz also helps, yes, correct, it's a Machaber, correct. Now, this one last case we do discuss, some of the shach have been done the fourth case over here. Discuss something that's extremely hard to cut. This is extremely hard to cut when it's cold over here. What's the luck on that case? They bring down the first one, it's extremely hard to cut. The way they buy the shulchan or shayver, or the article they bring down, they say it's very, very hard Swiss cheese. Very hard cheese. I see the shaver that Kolossi come on and says, and also the same Dava Kareev, says any butter is like hard cheese. And when you take out butter out of the refrigerator and try to cut it, it's very hard to cut. I wouldn't have said that, but they kind of stick on the same get over here. That means if it's any hard butter, when you take it out before you wait 20 minutes when it starts getting soft already, the first 20 minutes they want to try to nickel together a big, very hard. It's so. So one kind of cutting a meat is easier to cut than cutting a butter. I don't understand that. I was so hard. No, not any butter. Any, not me to say, even one butter. Any butter. Might have come down the shaft from down the Isavet. The Aura says when you cut something that's hard, hard cheese, or again even hard butter, said the shaft of the Isavet. Aura, Aloka, the Sakini, the Itzo, and the Vina the Maisa said the Chachmas Adam, you should do Klipa to it. Same idea. Why? You had to get a Dukha Sakino, and the correct thing is to go do a Klipa, and if you had to go cash the knife. If it comes out, that it's very important to get a Sakin, when you're taking the Dukha over here, when a case that it's going to be hot, you have to cash the knife on Golo. When the case is warm, or case of cold, when it's warm, you know, also have to do the eater to it. When the case over here is cold, so then it depends. If it's something that you cut that's easy to cut, then you wait to congeal top of it, you have to do the eater. But something hard to cut, you have to do the eater to it right away. Now, a very important side over here is the case of Dava Gush. We have over here a Paz that brings down the sugi of Dava Gush. We know by Dava Gush that really there are three sugis over here. There's a sugi of Isheni, and the sugi of Dav Gush, and the sugi of Dav Gush and Dukkah the Sakino. Three different cases over here. That means the Ramon Maitha is making all three cases. Number one was Klisheni, Ramon's making Kofay. Number two is Klisheni and the Dav Gush, Ramon's making. Number three is Klisheni, Dav Gush, and Dukkah still Ramon's making. Make them all three. Maitha Taz, not the way the Taz are living down in Kofay. He's about a case of Klisheni, you can only make one with Hefsaguba when it's not Dav Gush. However, he does say to make one Dav Gush Samazoy. When Dava Gush with the Dukkah, the Maisa is Machmer. The way the Ilum like saying, oh, it's like the Chok Mazadim. Chok Mazadim realized the three cases of it, again, to be clear. The Chum of Klisheni, the Chum of built upon Dava Gush, the Chum built upon that of Gush and Dukkah. So Chok Mazadim, this is the Halacha. Klisheni, Hefsin. Klisheni and it's Dava Gush, Hefsin Ruba. Klisheni, Dava Gush, and Dukkah and Tekino, Osir. In fact, the three Chumers, it just logically, we have places that place over here. Again, we have one Hefsin, two Hefsin Ruba, three of the mice are going to be also. The Bada goes much the same way, so Hefsin Ruba and the Bada, but in the last case, Dukhri said Sarachim by Hefsin Ruba. Fine, but that's the story to be Machmer. Now, some of the Pesach Shuvah over here discusses, and we're not getting about ruling the Sugya of Dava Gush per se, we did it by Richas already in Kofay, but what is the case of a Dava Gush? That means, for example, you have a carrot inside your soup, you have a potato inside your soup, and you have liquid around your soup. What's the character of the kiddle inside your soup? Is that Dava Gush? Or is that considered a case that is a lach? And if in a klisheni, you can't be makel. If you shinshi, you can't be makel. What category does it have to get Shabbos, Isra'atr, or Kedoymo? To come on the Peskachuva, being down facing Yontiv, and so it's Minchov and Chesyakov, and he wants to tighten up this case, it's surrounded by liquid, it's Nichol together of not a Dava Gush, it's not a lach, and you can't be makel. But Oilam points out, it really depends. You have to realize over there, the Taz brings down two places in the Machmei Dava Gush. Number one, the Isra'at Oroch, number two, the Yamsu Shloimo. But they come from two separate avenues. This event has come from the side of faces and Shabbos that we need walls to cool it down. Walls cool it down is a klisheni. Walls don't cool it down is a klirishim. Therefore, comes out and you can't inside your soup over here. You have walls cooling it down. Either carrot, mice is a salad, but the walls, the inside the soup and the soup conforms to the bowl. So the klisheni. Look at the yam shushkoyim. His yisoid is not the way. The yisoid is there's something that's a salad retains the heat more. Everyone knows you take a potato, outside cools down, you cut it open, it's cooling down inside. Something that's a salad retains the heat more. So what's the difference if you have a salad inside your soup but not inside your soup? Still, the kneadle that's inside your soup retains the heat more than the soup itself. Therefore, when the yam shushkoyim will come out, they'll look at a kneadle inside your soup, and my separate has to be machmir. The mice that right place can go like the said over in the Pesach Shuvah, that we go to the Yisrael, the Issevet, or Aruch, the wall's cooling it down, the person can't be made. Like I might see the big down the time to Nesu, the mice that right place can go to the Mahalach, the Yisrael is off the wall's cooling it down, therefore, can you have a super have a gather of a cliche? If it's completely submerged, yes. Like, he starts getting out, it rolls over inside the Knadel, so he rolls over. So he always got there. Let's say you know it didn't roll over. Because one last aspect of the stuff over here, is that it's getting late? Is that over here? It's interesting. We have a law over here, according to Mechaber, the Mor brings down that when you cut something that's boiling hot with your milk and your knife, what's the law? You have to kasher. How do you kasher? Hagolo. Now, why hagolo for it? There's no liquid over here. You're cutting something solid. Chori should have a kasher in the case of libun. Why hagolo? So there's a study, the main point you study that's brought down clearly from over here, that the klal is the only time we're saying libun is when it transfers through ash when there's ash over there. So let's say you have a piece of meat on the table and you cut with a knife, there's no issue there per se, has a local get a lagolo. You say they bring it down from over here, they really have to cash them, or they have to cash them off, but you say we see over here, when we learn the sugar of cashing things, the cloud usually was with not the way to black out poultry, you have to cash the libun. When it went through a case of water, to black out poultry, you catch the water, how that stop with anything ala ish, shloy ala ish. I mean, that piece of meat in the plate, you're cutting it, you're marked when you have to cash your knife 100%. That had a kasher, you are golo. Why is it golo enough? Why? Because since it's not go through, there's no ish per se, the evil mice are golo, it can be enough for it. Mice, we have two more sifn to go. It's pretty easy to finish off the simon over here. Bez Hashem, in 10 days, we have mechino. There's no reason why everyone cannot take it at the end of this man, the last day, on Thursday. We have Rosh Hashanah coming up. I know we have to daven, but the mice, most of the people should not really see that much in the afternoon. You have a lot of time to learn on today's Rosh Hashanah. You have all the entire Shabbos. It's a shmat tzagdal, it's like a case of finally getting it clear. Now it's time to put it all together. Learning it once or twice just gets your feet wet and your get the top of your mouth, but now's the time to really acquire the simon over here. Test on Sadakim, Sadal, and Sadakai. Bereshem, tomorrow morning will be the Sugyo Seir Tashilim to get Americans, three times Israelis, this Shabbos.